Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I know you got nothing but love for the University of Texas, and I do too. The best memory of my life was you running into that
He's
end zone.
He's wearing the freaking ticket.
Section 24, row 39, seat 1.
That's a chain.
Hey, this wasn't cheap. This is $1,000 chain here.
You could put a restraining order on this guy.
Me and my pops bonded off that.
Baby, you're my greatest love.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your channel, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
20 days. Less than 3 weeks. We are 20 days away from Texans training camp. Landry Locker, Stanford route with you the day after Independence Day. Stanford, I think this is one of the weirdest days of the year that I can recall in a long time. I got out of bed this morning. Didn't know whether I was supposed to be angry because it was Monday or whether I was supposed to be happy because it's Friday, because when July 4th is on a Thursday, it's just a weird mindset. Now, I know you're just living the good life, so you don't even know what day it is regardless, but for those of us that are punching the clock every day, this is a weird day, my man.
I see what you mean. It is a little bit weird because it's in the middle of the week, and everybody kind of thinks the 4th of July is almost kind of like a day, obviously a vacation. It just leads into a long weekend. Then when you got to be back at work the next day, like I am as well, you just got
to
push through.
Happy to have you, man.
And keep on going.
Happy to have you. Stanford route. We are 20 days away because we're 20 days out. We're going to go through the 20 biggest storylines heading into the Texans 2019 season, how they're going to play out. We're also going to predict the NFL awards at 10:20. We're going to put Stanford on the spot, and we're going to talk about all the weird stuff going on in the world. That ice cream licking lady, she should be locked up for life for doing that nasty stuff. We'll get into that, and the hot dog eating contest got to stop. But Stanford, less than 3 weeks right now, training camp. Texans, what are the players doing right now, 3 weeks out? How do you sell? Is July 4th kind of like the final hurrah where you get it out of your system, or are players already in business mode 20 days out?
I would say 4th of July is one of the last hurrahs that you try to get it all out of your system. For me, I always had training camp either on or right after my birthday. So I would always use my birthday as my one last ditch chance.
You're to go a birthday ahead. Week guy, aren't you?
No, I'm not really a birthday week, but I'm a birthday weekend guy. Yes, I'm a birthday weekend guy, especially back when I was playing. So today being July 4th, still got about 20 days. You're going to see about at least two more turnups pretty much out of all players in their own way, in their own capacity, before training camp starts.
Two more turnups?
Yes, you're going to see about two more turnups.
Okay. What's a turnup for Stanford Route?
For me,
for you,
back when I was playing, if it was 4th of July, I would be in Miami somewhere swinging from a chandelier.
Okay, Jason Kidd. Hopefully you didn't drive like Jason Kidd did. From a veteran's perspective, how much do you look at the rest of the roster? Is it just staying in your own lane? Because there's a lot of guys that are battling to make this roster. Mm-hmm. How much are you studying the rest of the roster, getting ready, trying to see what you're up against? Are you doing that, or are you basically just staying in your lane and in your own little zone? I know different players are different, but from your perspective, what is your mindset there?
Well, for the most part, I was pretty much always a starter for my years in Oakland. So you're really not looking at the roster from a standpoint of who you have to actually compete against in training camp. You just want to make sure that once training camp is over, once the preseason has finished, you want to make sure that you are healthy and make sure that you're sharp going into the season. Now, there will be from time to time where you may look at certain positions that may be different from yours and actually see who's going to win that training camp battle, who's going to win that position battle, things of that regard. But for the most part, you will look at it from a standpoint of entertainment and something to just kind of keep an eye on rather than actually being in your specific situation.
Stanford Route in for John Lopez, Landry Locker here on a Friday, 20 days away from Texans training camp. The Rockets have had kind of an interesting week. The week started out with Jimmy Butler, the hopes that Jimmy Butler would come here. He didn't even meet with the Houston Rockets. They re-signed a few guys. Now there's talks that they could maybe trade for Andre Iguodala. Dallas is also said to be in on that. But the NBA is basically held by the coconuts right now as they await the decision of Kawhi Leonard. If you were Kawhi Leonard, what are you doing?
That's a tough one. I think that based on what I've seen and what I've noticed out of Kawhi Leonard ever since he's been with my Spurs, and now going to Toronto, I don't think Kawhi is more of a team up with other stars type of guy. I think that Kawhi Leonard still has the Clippers right up there with the Raptors and the Lakers. That's just my personal opinion. And I think ultimately what's taken him so long is because he's torn. You got Toronto, where obviously it's the East Coast. He's a West Coast type of guy. He actually carried the team this past year, had so many games where he missed, could do the load management or whatever you want to call it. And I think that he's okay with the team per se from a personality standpoint, a personnel standpoint. I think he probably does not want to carry the load, but I think he also does not want to go and team up and form some super team with LeBron, who he knows that you're always going to take the brunt of the blame if you guys don't win. And guess what? If you do win, he's going to take the lion's share of the credit, and in Anthony Davis. So I think he's literally torn. I really, really do, because he's a West Coast guy, but the West Coast situation, or should I say the West Coast option for the Lakers, isn't exactly his ideal type of team that he would like to play on. That's why I still think the Clippers are still a viable option.
Think he knows already? Because I heard Jeremy Branham earlier this morning filling in for the Mad Radio guys with Smitty and Trapp saying that he thinks this is a selfish thing that Kawhi Leonard's doing. I don't agree with that. And honestly, I don't think that he knows what he's going to do. I think he has an idea, but I don't think Kawhi knows. I think he really is just sitting back waiting to make this decision, because I think this was a decision that ideally in a perfect world he would have liked to have been able to make last year. I think last year was, you know, when the Spurs basically sent him to, I think he's been looking forward to this decision for 2 years. So I really do think that he's just taking his time, weighing his options and seeing what he wants to do.
I agree with the first point you made about, I think that he does definitely have an inkling. I think he has an idea. He still may be a little torn. I get what you're saying. I think that for him in this instance, I think that obviously last year when he wanted to be traded from the Spurs, he wanted to be traded to the Lakers or the Clippers. That's what all the reports were saying. And I think that for them to go and actually win in Toronto his first year there, or should I say the last year of his contract after he went ahead and opted out, that's what made this decision a little bit more difficult. If they would have lost in the NBA Finals like what most people anticipated going into the NBA Finals, it would have been so much easier for him to go ahead and just jump ship, go to the Lakers, go to the Clippers, or whatever team he was actually thinking about going to. And I think that's what made this water much, much muddier, and that way he doesn't see everything clearly, because you're literally walking away from a team that just won a title, albeit it was because of, obviously,
injuries. Yeah,
Klay Thompson getting hurt, Kevin Durant, we all get that, but you still won your second ring in your first year there. It's in a different country where that entire country is behind you. I think that for Kawhi Leonard, I wouldn't necessarily say that he's being selfish. I think that he's just taking his time just like he does on the court. You notice on the court, even when the shot clock is starting to dwindle down, he never feels rushed. He goes at his own pace, and I think that's what he's doing right here in this situation.
I just think that it's a lot more gangster to be one and done and dip out.
Yeah,
I think if you're looking at this, and I know some people will say, well, Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's in Toronto. They got something going there. He's got everyone behind him. I just think it's a lot more gangster to go to Toronto for one season, win a championship, win the first non-American championship in the NBA, and then dip out. Because the reality is, I think people get pissed off a lot of times when superstars leave. If you're a Toronto Raptors fan, you can never get mad at Kawhi Leonard, no matter what he does. If he goes to the Clippers, you're not going to see Kawhi Leonard jerseys being burned Toronto. I think it's just a lot more gangster to dip out and then go home after you've got the ring, because you proved it. You proved you could do it your way. So I don't think anyone's really going to look at Kawhi Leonard and say, this is another example of a guy just going on and latching on to another team. And if he goes to the Clippers, they've never really had the ultimate success either. So he's basically taking on the same challenge in a better area that he's familiar with. But I don't think this is going to be a situation where people are going to be upset with Kawhi Leonard. You can try to vilify Kawhi Leonard. A, I don't think he gives a damn at all. B, it's just not going to happen. I don't think you can really vilify Kawhi Leonard unless you're just a whiny, bitter Spurs fan, which maybe Stanford Route will try to vilify him.
Well, no. that's the thing that it just like what you just said. I don't think that there's any way you could be mad at him because he came to your team. We all know that you were not his number one destination when he told the Spurs he wanted to be traded. And then guess what? He's traded to your team. He elevates you to heights that you've never been to, that you've never been before. So even if he is to leave the Toronto Raptors, you can't be mad at him, just like me as a Spurs fan. Now, do I like seeing him go and be successful other places? No, I don't. But I'm not mad at Kawhi Leonard because you know what? He gave us a title. He gave us many years of great basketball play. And it, even though I still cringe at seeing him star for other teams out there in the NBA Finals, I still know that, hey, man, I've been known that this guy was a great player. He's now playing on a much bigger stage in a bigger market, things like that. So the whole world is now finally coming to the party and actually seeing his true greatness. But I think that if you're a true fan, you can't vilify that guy. You can't be mad. You can't be bitter. It is what it is. It's the game of basketball. Players leave. It's all about player mobility in today's NBA landscape. So it is what it is. And I think that for him, whatever he has to do to feel truly happy with his next team, then whatever he has to do to get to that point, if he has to take 3 months to figure it out, then you know what? You just got to go and let him do it.
I think he's more content with his natural dopiness, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's kind of a dopey guy. He's a little bit goofy. Mm-hmm. He's a lot like KD was before he went to Golden State. And as soon as Kevin Durant went to Golden State, I don't know. I've been following him for a decade since he was at Texas. I followed him his rookie season when neighborhood kids were coming over and playing Xbox with him, and he was living with his mom. We remember the MVP speech. There was some natural dopiness, some natural innocence to Kevin Durant. And for whatever reason, when he made the decision, he started caring about what everyone else thought, yes, and he started changing himself. I think if Kawhi Leonard does make a decision like going to the Lakers, I know a lot of people will get upset with him and say it, but I don't think we're going to see Kawhi Leonard change. That's the one thing that does endear me to Kawhi Leonard is I think he's more content with his natural dopiness, and I think that he's going to make the decision and not give a rat's butt what Stanford Router Landry Locker says.
No, he definitely won't care. He will continue to be his same person that he's been all this time, which is bored man gets paid. He's not a guy who's extremely talkative. He's not a guy that's going to be big on social media or anything like that. He's not trying to be some global icon. He just wants to go be a great player, get his money, get his endorsements, things like that, and then just go home. He doesn't want to sit up there and try to be some movie star. He doesn't want to sit up there and try to be
When's he going to get rid of the cornrows?
I don't think he's going to go cornrows
his whole career?
I think he probably will. I think he'll probably go cornrows. Maybe
the
not
whole
all,
career?
Maybe not all of his career, but I don't see him giving up the cornrows anytime soon because I think that Kawhi, just like you said, he's now comfortable in his own skin. He's kind of weird. He laughs very, very strangely. And I think he's perfectly fine with that because now he's taking weird guy to now, man, I kind of want to be like him. He seems really, really cool. I want to kind of hang out with him in the offseason because we all know he's still weird. But his weird is working for him. And that's the great thing about just being your true self because no matter what, you got to always stay true to who you are. And with him doing everything his way, sitting out last year with the San Antonio Spurs, basically forcing his way out, he didn't get traded to where he wanted to go. And now he is finally flexing his muscle because he truly now has his decision to go wherever he wants.
And if you're a Rockets fan, you want him to stay in Toronto. That's what you want.
Oh,
you
no
don't
question.
You don't want him going to the Clippers and making the Clippers another contender in the Western Conference, and you don't want him going to the Lakers because if he goes to the Lakers, that's a wrap. That is the end, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's going to be a steep hill to climb for anybody.
Landry Locker, Stanford Route, 20 days away from Texans training camp. We're going to put Stanford on the spot. NFL Way Too Early Awards, the MVP, the Rookie of the Year, the biggest surprises, and the biggest disappointments of the 2019 NFL season next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.